The MarTech Podcast is a proud member of the I Hear Everything Podcast Network. Looking to launch or scale your podcast? I Hear Everything delivers podcast production, growth, and monetization solutions that transform your words into profit. Ready to give your brand a voice? Then visit IHearEverything.com.
From advertising to software as a service to data.
Across all of our programs and clients, we've seen a 55 to 65% open rate.
Getting brands authentically integrated into content performs better than TV advertising.
Typical lifespan of an article is about 24 to 36 hours.
If we're reaching out to the right person with the right message and a clear call to action, then it's just a matter of timing.
Welcome to the MarTech Podcast, a Ben J. Schaap LLC production. In this podcast, you'll hear the stories of world-class marketers that use technology to drive business results and achieve career success. We'll unearth the real-world experiences of some of the brightest minds in the marketing and technology space so you can learn the tools, tips, and tricks they've learned along the way. Now here's the host of the MarTech Podcast, Benjamin Shapiro.
Welcome to the MarTech Podcast. Today we're going to discuss early stage marketing tricks. Joining us is Lee Mills, who is the co-founder and CEO of Pixly, which is the easiest way to snap, tag, share, and collaborate on project photos in real time from anywhere. Pixly enables customers to document projects with photos that provide a clear view of issues and progress, while all photos are viewed in real time where they can be tagged and assigned to specific members. Most of what Pixly is used is in the construction industry, but it's applicable in other places as well. So far this week, Lee and I have talked about his tips for influencer marketing for early stage companies. Yesterday, we talked about some growth hacks and his toolkits for building demand. And today, we're going to wrap up the conversation talking about startup marketing automation. All right, here's the third part of my conversation with Lee Mills, co-founder and CEO of Pixly. Lee, welcome back to the MarTech Podcast.
Thanks for having me. Every bit excited to be here.
Excited to have you back on the show and excited to continue our conversation. We talked about influencer marketing, leveraging other people's audiences to start to build awareness and trust. Yesterday, we talked about some growth hacking tools that you can use to build your demand. And eventually, you get all of these leads in your CRM. And if you're doing it right, it can be a lot of work. So talk to me a little bit about the marketing automation setup that you use for startups. How are you able to manage it all without having a big team or big budget?
So there's a lot of tools out there, hundreds, if not thousands of different CRM tools right now. And I think you and I were introduced by my buddy or our friend, Lars Helgeson at Cooler Email or Green Rope. Is that right?
Green Rope, yes.
Okay. So Lars is one of my favorite startup entrepreneurs and marketers. Just an awesome dude, former Air Force guy. I'm a former Navy guy.
And you still get along? I thought, you know, one guy drives the boat, one guy flies the plane, and, you know, the two shall never meet.
So Lars and I had met when I was running a group called iMarketers. And iMarketers was an association for marketers, by marketers, about internet marketing. This started like pre-Google. It was actually a handful of guys at the time that were just grabbing beers that were former direct marketers, meaning print catalogs and direct mail and telemarketing. Here's this thing called the internet. How do we get our website found? How do we do email? So we started sharing ideas and resources over beers, and then it grew. We started inviting other in-house marketers in San Diego. Lo and behold, we grew up to a group of over like 1,300 people across the country, and we were doing Google boot camps and all types of stuff. Anyway, Lars, previous to Green Rope, he had Cooler Email, and that's what we use for our emails ESP, right? For sending out emails. And so I've seen Lars's path through Cooler Email to Green Rope. So Green Rope is a stellar tool for startups because it's inexpensive and it's robust, and I've used it and I've had great success with it. I'm currently using HubSpot. HubSpot has a startup program package for startups with limited budgets. So I think if you qualify, you get 90% off the price for the first year and then 50% off for the second year. So any leads that I bring in through paid search, app store ads, influencers, events, anything goes into HubSpot. And so we have two pipelines. One is inbound, one is outbound. And so I'm measuring it that way. And then we have a nurture drip series, and that we're constantly trying to add more content and improve upon. So like right now we're adding like a small video snippet per feature in each strip versus an overall one. But yeah, I'm a huge HubSpot fan and I'm a huge Green Rope fan as well.
A special thanks to our presenting sponsor, Mutinex. Ready to take your team from I think to I know? Then join brands like Samsung, ING, and Asahi who make better marketing decisions with Mutinex. Mutinex Growth OX, the marketing mix modeling platform that makes measuring ROI fast, easy, and cost-effective. Request a demo at mutinex.co. That's mutinex.co. Time for a one-minute break to hear from our presenting sponsor, Mutinex. In 1919, John Wanamaker said, "Half the money I spend on advertising is wasted. I just don't know which half." Well, the advertising landscape has changed since then, and instead of reaching your audience on two channels, you're probably reaching them on 20. Turns out John didn't know how easy he had it. But that doesn't mean that you should give up on striving towards marketing effectiveness. No matter how complex your marketing strategy is, Mutinex Growth OX is the market mix modeling platform that measures the impact of marketing on your bottom line. Mutinex's market mix modeling platform calibrates your insights against the latest market conditions so you can make media and marketing investment decisions confidently and quickly. Ready to take your team from I think to I know? Then join brands like Samsung, ING, and Asahi who make better marketing decisions with Mutinex. Mutinex Growth OX, your best decision starts here. To learn more about Mutinex, go to mutinex.co. That's mutinex.co. Okay, here's the rest of today's interview. So when you think about figuring out what to automate, whether it's Green Rope, whether it's HubSpot, how do you figure out the right cadence? How are you staying in front of your customers in an appropriate way that keeps them interested and impulsed but without being overwhelming?
I do a couple things. One is I monitor all my competitors. I look at their frequency. I've also been doing this for quite some time. It's not my first rodeo. So I think if it's a brand new user for Pixly, they'll get an email every day for the first couple of days to make sure they're getting the core value prop, which is snap photos, tag photos, share photos, collaborate photos. And then it goes off to every couple of days. Then it goes to a monthly newsletter. That'll be refined as time goes on and I have more data around it. But I'd be looking for, okay, wow, the third email just had like a 30% unsubscribe rate. Maybe I'm sending that too soon, or maybe it's not the right piece or something. So it's never completely set and done. It's always going to be ongoing refinement. So I think it depends on where they are in the funnel. Are they an MQL? Are they an SQL? Are they a whale? Could that one lead like change your life, change your business? Or is it a cohort of many small prospects that together combined could make an impact on the company?
You know, you said something that is interesting to me. A lot of this is built on intuition. And when you've done marketing automation for a while, you generally kind of feel what you should be automating. And the question is, well, all right, if I have to do this and I have never done marketing automation before, where do I start? And the answer is you just start and then you test and you iterate and you learn. One of the things that I've done is stop and think about what emails you're writing the most frequently. You start by doing something that doesn't scale and you manually manage the inbox. And when it becomes overwhelming and you're constantly sending the same response to the same type of people, well, now you have a template and you can start automating that process. That's one of the things that we've done here is, you know, we'll send out some cold emails, we'll get responses, and my replies to those responses ended up being very formulaic. So what did I do? I built three templates for the three replies I had, and then I can hand that off to either a marketing automation tool or a contractor or a freelancer to start managing the inbox and taking that work off my plate. When you're thinking about marketing automation, knowing that you're working at an early stage B2B company, how much are you actually using automation tools to automatically reply? And have you ever used freelancers to start taking the work off your plate?
I have one automatic reply, but I don't have the amount of volume to have like multiple automatic replies. So I'm the co-founder, CEO, CMO, CRO, and marketing coordinator and content creator. I wear all those hats.
You're just the marketer.
Yeah, I'm just the guy right now, which is awesome. And I'm loving every second of it. But as time goes on and we scale and we raise more money and really start to grow the business, yeah, You want to automate as much as possible. Automations set you free, but it does help to have human eyes on there. And if you could integate some type of lead scoring, that's really helpful. Really, really, really helpful. But right now there's one automation for replies, and then I firsthand see everything myself. So I do have some canned emails. I think one of the big things that people need to understand is nobody wants to read a novel. Don't write an email that's 3 pages long. You'd be short, sweet, and succinct. People are either reading that email, hopefully not while they're at a red light, but they might be reading it at the coffee shop or waiting to pick up their kids or in between meetings or somewhere else. So just be short, succinct, and direct. Long emails typically do not serve you well because they're not going to read it. And just focus on the value and what it means to the reader.
Answer the questions that are being asked to you first and foremost. You don't have to get all of the information to the customer in one response. Leave them with the ability to ask follow-up questions and respond appropriately. At the end of the day, when you're thinking about marketing automation, often you're not automating every single step of the process. What you're doing is setting up ways where you can quickly, easily automate your responses. And that's a great way to start managing the incoming demand that you're driving with all of your outbound marketing. So that wraps up this episode of the MarTech Podcast. Thanks for listening to my conversation with Lee Mills, co-founder and CEO of Pixly. If you'd like to get in touch with Lee, you can find a link to his LinkedIn profile in our show notes. You can contact him on Twitter. His handle is Lee Mills, LeeMills. Or you can visit his company's website, which is pixly.ai, pixly.ai. Just one more link in our show notes I'd like to tell you about. If you didn't have a chance to take notes while you were listening to this podcast, just head over to martechpod.com, where we have summaries of all of our episodes and contact information for our guests. You can also subscribe to our once-a-week newsletter, and you can even send us your topic suggestions or your marketing questions, which we'll answer live on our show. Of course, you can always reach out on social media. Our handle is MartechPod, MartechPod, on LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, or you can contact me directly. My handle is Ben J. Schaap, BenJShaap. And if you haven't subscribed yet and you want a daily stream of marketing and technology knowledge in your podcast feed, we're going to publish an episode every day this year. So hit the subscribe button in your podcast app and we'll be back in your feed tomorrow morning. All right, that's it for today. But until next time, my advice is to just focus on keeping your customers happy.
Thanks for listening to the MarTech Podcast, an I Hear Everything production. Looking to launch or scale a podcast like this one for your brand? Then visit iheareverything.com.